Blog Talk Radio.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this
and
Constitution,
so, my fellow Americans,
the United States of America.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
From the very heart of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, from the soul of the Bellwether State, Missouri Grassroots Radio is live.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and his government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establishment with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Merry Christmas, and it is Christmas Eve. This is Missouri Grassroots Radio, brought to you by Missouri Grassroots Coalition. I'm Dave, and this is our Christmas special. Give us a call at 347-677-1835. We're going to go with just the Christmas Eve kind of theme tonight. Totally unprepared, so bring your calls. We're going to talk about Christmas, what Christmas is for us. You know, at our house, Christmas is really something that I enjoy. Some years ago, we ceased trying to compete with in-laws and grandparents and things like that. And what we do is we just open the house pretty much on Christmas and have some snack meats, some deli meats, cookies and candies, and the kids all just come and go as they please that way, because they've all got their own families now, they've all got their own things to do, they've got their own kids, and then they've got their own in-law families, and so they just come along and visit and leave presents and take presents, and it's a good time. And then later, out from under the stress of the season, so to speak, on New Year's Day, we have a big dinner and we have the whole family over, and there's no stress, no pressure, no gifts, no tree in the way, of all of the commercial trappings of Christmas, and we have a good New Year's Day feast. Traditionally at our house, it's ham on New Year's Day. This is Dave. This is the Christmas special. How are you?
Hey, Dave. This is Michael Court. Michael Hope. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas in our Patriot Circle here. And it's been a great year. And so I just was calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Where are you from, Michael?
Nixa, Missouri.
Nixa. All right. Down there in the Ozark Property Rights area. What group are you with down there?
I'm with Missouri Grassroots. I think I originally got to know you with Herman Cain.
Oh, Michael.
999 Hope, H-O-P-E.
Oh, Mike Hope, yeah. Hell, I'm sorry. I missed your last name there, Michael. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
How's Jonica and the kids doing?
Oh, they're doing great. They're pretty excited. John Michael just opened up a little racetrack from his little sister, and he was jumping up and down, and now they're playing with that. And Abigail wanted her little presidential Barbie doll this year, a 2012 presidential. So they both just opened that up, and they're playing with that. And
great.
Then had Christmas dinner, and so
great. Do you have a Christmas service at your church, or do you do that on Sunday?
This year they swapped it up, and they did do a Christmas Eve service this afternoon, but prior to my wife knowing that, we had our parents coming over for dinner, so we were unable to attend.
That's all right. I just like to hear that churches out there are remembering that there's a reason we do this every year.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, basically, our children, we're very much patriots, and the root of that comes from our Christian faith. And, so usually in the Christmas Eve, I read the story of Christmas, and my children, I mean, they live it 365 days a year. They're homeschooled, and they get Bible lesson every morning with, and the Pledge of Allegiance, and we do homeschool through video, through our backup systems, and it was the best choice we ever made, not to mention academics and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so,
That homeschooling is something great. It's really starting to catch on a lot, and homeschool kids are really, really good. Well, okay, Merry Christmas to you, and then to Jonica and the kids, Michael, and thanks for calling. Do you want to say anything else before you go?
I think that'll be it. Just let's just keep on keeping on, and we know that even though it is the Christmas holiday, and we're thankful for all that, and remembering that Jesus is the reason for the season, and through all that, evil does exist in the world, and we ought to still sleep with one eye open and not relax. So.
You're a great patriot, Michael. You and Jonica both, and we appreciate you. And I do remember both of you from back in Herman Cain and all the way through since then. And it's been great. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, Merry Christmas, folks.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, that was Michael Hope. He's a good friend of ours from down in Nixon, Missouri. He and his wife, Jonica, man, what a couple of patriots those folks are. Great, good, solid Christian people. Absolute thrill to talk to people at Christmas time who you share so many values with. That's the joy of Christmas, the joy of fellowship, is just getting together with people who you share values with. As I was saying, our family on Christmas, we've developed a tradition now where we don't try to compete with the in-laws and our kids' own kids and all of that stuff. We just kind of throw the house open on Christmas. The kids all come and go as they please. There's deli meats and breads and little snacks and candy and cookies and cake out all day long, and the kids just come and go as they please and bring their presents or leave their presents. And then we have a huge family fellowship later, after things have calmed down, on New Year's Day. We're not competing with everybody else in the extended family. Everyone comes over. We have some ham and raisin gravy, and everything's very, very traditional here at Christmas time, and I hope it is with you. It really is a great time to slow down, to get. That's why we're not going to talk about politics tonight. We're not going to talk about anything. Christmas is just a great time to slow down, have a truce, take a day off from it all, and remember why we're here. Remember who we are, and fellowship. Fellowship with people who you know and love. We appreciate Michael and Jonica, and that was a great call, Michael. Thank you very much. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9. This is Isaiah, of course, prophesied the coming of Jesus many years before it actually occurred. And Jesus came. I don't want to get into any biblical, theological discussions. Of course, we all know, even Christians know, that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We did choose that day. For whatever reason you want to talk about, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It is a day when people of the Christian faith commemorate the fact that God sent His Son into the world as the Prince of Peace to save the world. And so that's one reason why we have a truce, a down night, and a down day at Christmas. This is the Prince of Peace. This is the God who came to the world to save us. So that's it. Call in with your Christmas traditions. Call in with your well wishes. 347-677-1835. Boy, did I have a great time yesterday. You folks have been great all year long. You've sent in your money to the Secret Santa. And so yesterday, now four of us did it this year. One in St. Genevieve, one in St. Charles, and one in, I don't know where Kevin went shopping. And then down here in Springfield, I did one. I went to a store, and I paid off four layaways. I went into the store. The management at the store was very, very helpful. They went back and forth to the layaway room three or four times, specifically to find layaways that had toys in them. And I was fortunate to get all toys. You know, one of these layaways had only one toy in it. It was a doll that originally sold for $32. The woman had paid on it down to $18 and was 3 months behind in her payment for this one doll. She certainly intended for a child to have that doll, you've got to imagine, because she had paid more than half of the cost of it. And so that was one of the ones, but that was a thrill. I mean, it is just enjoyable to go to a store and help someone out who needs help. And that's all there is to it. We didn't ask any politics. We didn't ask any reason why. All we did was find someone that needed some help and help them out. You know, that's what Christmas is about. That's what being conservative is about. It's about knowing that we didn't. I mean, listen. For all the tens of billions of dollars that the federal government spends, I wonder how many Christmases the federal government provided for children who would not have otherwise had a Christmas. Take a guess. Take a guess at how many layaways Uncle Sam sprung this year. Yeah? Take a guess at how many red kettles Uncle Sam put a dollar into this year. Take a guess at how many slips of paper Uncle Sam pulled off the angel tree down at the local mall. And that's what, you know, that's what being conservative is about. We spend a year preaching and ranting and raving about how we don't need the federal government to do all this, that Americans can do this for themselves. And listen, you folks proved that. You came through. We doubled our goal for Secret Santa. Thank you very much. And already now we've started Secret Santa for next Christmas, and we'll collect all year so that, you know, it's so hard to come to people at Christmas time and beg for money. So we start right after this Christmas collecting for next year. Okay, 347-677-1835. We're going to take a short break. We'd love to hear from you about your Christmas traditions at your house, and what you think about the season. And we'll go into, when we come back from this break, a little jaunt down memory lane about how things were when I was a kid at Christmas time.
Hey, free market capitalist Missouri business owners. Show Missouri and the rest of the country what hardworking, successful entrepreneurship looks like by advertising your business on Missouri Grassroots Radio. Get your message out to liberty-loving citizens who want to support liberty-loving capitalists. Target this unique and widespread market with your business's unique and valuable products and services. Contact us at info@missourigrassrootscoalition.org for details.
For peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that when they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. We're here. It's Christmas Eve. This is Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Dave. This is the Hour of Truth, and we're here tonight to talk about the truth, the real truth, the Jesus of history, the Jesus of Christendom, the Jesus whose birthday we celebrate on the 25th of December every year. You know, my dad is at 81. An active Baptist minister, preaches twice on Sunday and every Wednesday, as many revivals as he can get. He travels once a year at least to Guadalajara, where they have quite a church planting going on, and again to India, where they've planted six churches. And I say that so that you can understand what Christmas was in my upbringing. We always knew that Jesus was what Christmas was about. There was always a large Christmas special, and we were always in. My dad is in a fairly respectably sized church now, but all of my growing up years, it was small country churches, the kind of churches that I love, where, you know, everybody knows everybody, and there's not a huge congregation. There's not three services on Sunday morning, but people come and they fellowship and they know each other and they ask how Uncle Joe's doing. And you'll have a little business meeting on Sunday morning before the service starts, and all the members will raise their hands and say, "Yes, we understand. Farmer John's house burned down, and so we all vote yes to send some money along there, or some food, or some kind of help." Glorious, glorious kind of upbringing. But in those roots, we always had a big, big Christmas production at the church. There was always the baskets, the food drive, and then a big Christmas program, complete with all the songs and the angels and the play by the kids. It was great, but my dad was not, and so I wasn't raised that there wasn't also a secular Christmas going on at the same time. He just was very, very careful to keep the two separated. And that worked well for me, because I'm in retail sales as a business, and my father was those small country churches, they didn't pay enough to feed a family. He was the director finally of public relations for a large, huge four-state grocery warehouse, grocery distributor, grocery co-op, And so he understood the secular world of capitalism. There just is not, while it is important in my life that we kept the reason for the season separate from the simultaneous capitalism that was going on, it was important to understand that there is no contradiction between Christianity and capitalism. That is just the way this country works. And it was a beautiful upbringing. We had great Christmases when I was a kid. When I was very, very young, we were dirt poor. My father went on to amass some money through very, very, very hard work. Not only did he work probably 50 to 60 hours a week at this public relations and advertising job for the conglomerate, but then he preached on Sunday, Wednesday, spent a lot of time prepping for that. Boy, what a hellfire and brimstone pastor he was too. A lot of pulpit slamming and preaching going on there. We would go to church sometimes. We would be there till 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon when things got really rocking during the sermon, I remember. But those are just some great memories that I have. If you have some great memories, I want to hear them. I want you to call in and tell me what is the foundation of your Christmas? What is Christmas to you, and what is the foundation of that? Where does that come from? Let's talk about those kind of things tonight for a little bit too. There's a reason why you feel the way you do about Christmas. You know, Christmas is one of the things that I am sad about Christmas is the stress, the hustle bustle, the here and there, all around kind of thing that goes on. It just is such a hectic time for everyone. And it shouldn't be that way. I mean, Christmas should be, you should be right now home. Maybe you've got the radio on and you're listening to us. I hope you are, but you should be home. Your family should be home with you. You should be wrapping up supper. You should be enjoying some time, some downtime. I mean, even in the worst world wars, they had downtime for Christmas. That's how important Christmas is in this world. So give us a call. Give us a call and let's chat about it. We left Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us this evening. The story of Christmas is a story of realization as much as anything else. It is a story of an awakening. There was an awakening by the shepherds. Hey, this is This is the real thing. There was awakening by some non-Jewish folks, three magi from the east who followed a star all the way to the manger. For an awakening of Satan in the form of a ruler who was not going to be usurped, he thought, and who was in the end defeated by the Almighty. It was just a general night of awakening for the world, good and bad, about the fact that this is it. This is the central part of God's history of the world. This is the point that the entire history of God's world revolves around right here. Some things came before this, some things will come after this, but this is the one point in history where everything centers: the birth of Jesus Christ. There are those who choose not to believe it. That's sad, but that's allowed. There are those who choose to believe it and not accept it. That's sad, but that's allowed. This is America, and it's allowed. One of the beauties of the separation that America enjoys between the church and the state, and we've talked about this, is the fact that the understanding in the United States of America that we don't own your morality is nothing more than an extension of God's free will to you to accept or reject anything and everything that He has laid out for your life. Here it is, and you are free to accept it or reject it. As you know, if America is quote unquote a Christian nation, it should be Christian as an extension of God's free will to us. I mean, that is what liberty is about. That is what, we preach liberty 364 days a year. And that really is what liberty is about. Liberty is you have the free will to do whatever it is you want to do. You have the free will to accept or reject God. You have the free will to accept or reject a morality. You have the free will to accept or reject anything. And if America is a Christian nation, then I hope and pray that it always remains Christian as an extension of that free will. Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate, stood at the door and stands at the door and knocks. He's never, ever, ever kicked the door in. This is Christmas Eve. This is the Christmas Eve Missouri Grassroots Radio Special. We're here to hear from you. 347-677-1835. Give us a call. I imagine that our listenership is down a little bit tonight. I hope everyone has something family going. Something Christmassy. When we come back, we're going to spend a little bit of thought on those who aren't as lucky as you and I on Christmas. And we're going to send out a warm wish to our troops out there who are serving you and me on Christmas Eve.
Missouri Grassroots Coalition its Christmas in July and August and September. Last year on Christmas Eve, MGC paid off the department store layaway accounts of two Missouri families who were not able to provide Christmas for their children. This year, we would like to at least double that number, and in an attempt to do that by the holiday season, we're asking you to consider donating a few dollars toward that effort. We know the holiday season is the most difficult time of year to ask for donations, so we're planning ahead and asking you to give whatever you can so that a few Missouri families will be able to celebrate at Christmas. Go to MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org and look for the Secret Santa page. All the details are there for you to donate by PayPal, check, or money order. Conservatives have proven to be the most generous and most benevolent people in the United States. Please help us with this very small charitable project.
And the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is it. This is Missouri Grassroots Radio. This is the Hour of Truth. I'm Dave. It's Christmas Eve, and we're just kind of rolling along here with a Christmas Eve special. You know, we owe everything we have to a brave group of people throughout the whole 2.5 centuries that this country has survived. People who know no holidays, who know no Christmas family, because they're off somewhere in some foreign land protecting everything that you and I believe in, everything that you and I have. And listen, I mean, when I say everything that you and I have, I literally mean everything that you and I have, because the fact that you own some property, whether you own your house or your car or the clothes on your back, and you own them yourself, is a direct result of the liberty that is provided to you by these brave souls, men and women, who are now serving you, some in the United States and some abroad. Here in the conservative movement, we have a lot of different opinions about what we ought to be using the military for. Do we use it for too much? Do we use it for too little? And once you cut through the politics, you need to always remember that whether or not you feel what these folks are doing is justified, there is a human being out there tonight in the cold on Christmas Eve, away from his or her family, standing on the wall for you. Push the politics aside for a moment of why they're doing that, and just remember that to them, it is about a single American doing it for you. They're not doing it for politics. They're doing it for you. I was having this discussion with someone last week, you know. If these soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marine out there, if they were doing this for what you and I pay them, if they were doing this for the glory that you and I give them, we would be hard-pressed to find enough souls to protect this nation. There is a mindset in someone who would spend their time being a soldier. that is totally beyond reach for someone who's never been there, who's never done it. There is a soul in a soldier that reaches a point of patriotism that most Americans never ever experience. That they are out there willing to die for their country. But you know, in the upbringing that most of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines out there have, it is far less a sacrifice to think about dying for your country than it is killing for your country. This isn't World War I and World War II, brothers and sisters, where we've been able to demonize some enemy. Killing for your country is something that is really hard for most Americans to imagine. Even the ones who can imagine what the glory of dying for your country, the personal sacrifice that most human beings make with taking other life for something as intrinsically valuable to them as the liberty that they protect is not something to be sneezed at. So, you know, as we go through these tough upcoming weeks where we argue about things like that, let's remember that after the politics, there is a human being somewhere in the cold, lonely, away from their family, who wishes they were somewhere else, but knows the cost of your liberty. Let's flash back to why Christmas has become such a period where suicides rate higher than at any other time of the year. I sit anyway. I don't know what your circumstances are. I really don't. But I sit tonight in a warm, comfortable home, safe and secure in my family. My children will all come by tomorrow. We'll all give each other a hug and wish each other a Merry Christmas. We'll exchange some presents. We'll eat some food. We'll have a great time. But there are people in this country who don't even have a home. Tonight on Christmas Eve, there are people who are going through their first Christmas divorced without their children, who are going through their first Christmas since mom or dad or mom and dad died, who are going through their first Christmas. I know some young people who are going through their first Christmas since their child died. And these are times when those things come home to roost. You know, I mean, this child or this mom and dad had always been part of this great Christmas tradition. There are people who are out on the streets tonight. People who used to have homes, people who used to have warmth, for some reason or other, they don't anymore. And then there are those who do, who are in a position of family, but for whom the Christmas season has become so immensely stressful They don't make enough money to give their children all of the things that children want for Christmas. The market keeps pushing at these children that these are the things they have for Christmas. And you've got parents working 40, 60 hours a week who just can't come up with enough to meet the commercial demands of the season. I'm saddened by all that. I hope you are too. The answer to every bit of that is, it's a sad irony, because the answer to every bit of that sadness, the answer to every bit of that stress, the answer to every bit of that distress that goes on is actually Christmas. It actually is a recognition that what we are doing here on Christmas is what matters. You know, the gifts don't matter. The Walmart doesn't matter. Mom and dad are gone, and life goes on. And if you are into what Christmas is about, for you there is a degree of hope. There is a degree of joy no matter what your circumstances are. That's what Christmas is about. And that is what too often is lost on Christmas. And that is why, I mean, the very answer to the distress that causes this Christmas to be the highest incidence of alcoholic issues, of issues involving alcohol, to be the highest incidence of suicide and abuse, domestic abuse, the very answer to every one of those issues is the real Christmas. It is leaving in your inner soul the trappings of the American Christmas behind and remembering the real Christmas. If everyone who's distressed, if everyone who's under some kind of stress tonight would just stop. Stop for some hours and leave that world behind and spend some time on Christmas. We would have a lot less of these kind of issues going on. We're going to come back next week with the continuation of Constitution 101. We took a break tonight for Christmas Eve. We'd like to hear from you. 347-677-1835. We're going to hang on here for another 15 minutes. We're going to call it a short night tonight. We're going to go in an hour. I'm going to go back to my Christmas time with my family and enjoying the love and the fellowship that comes with what we've made Christmas at our house.
Hey, free market capitalist Missouri business owners, show Missouri and the rest of the country what hardworking, successful entrepreneurship looks like by advertising your business on Missouri Grassroots Radio. Get your message out to liberty-loving citizens who want to support liberty-loving capitalists. Target this unique and widespread market with your business's unique and valuable products and services. Contact us at info@missourigrassrootscoalition.org for details.
prepared for peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all his chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. You know, there is the story of the world right there in the Christmas story. Jesus came first for the shepherds and then for the wise men. The Christmas that we know as conservative Americans is the same Christmas that liberal Americans know. It's the same Christmas that the majority of Americans know. I want you to reach out tonight to a friend who, because of politics, you haven't dealt with for a while. I want you to reach out to a friend who, because of a difference of religion or philosophy or morality, you haven't dealt with in a while, and say to them, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Jesus loves you. I love you. And I wish we were together more. I wish we talked more. I wish we could be friends again. The story of Christmas is the story of hope. It's a story of peace. And as long as we hold on to that, regardless of what happens in America or the world, we're going to be all right. I'm going to leave you with one last, quote, I guess. It's always been one of my favorites because it is about hope. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth goodwill to men. Then rang the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Merry Christmas from me. Merry Christmas from Missouri Grassroots Radio. Merry Christmas from Missouri Grassroots Coalition. For Kevin Harned, the Hillbilly. For Lisa Payne Nager, the Culture Vigilante. And all of us at Missouri Grassroots Radio, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the other side. Missouri Grassroots Radio is brought to you by the Missouri Grassroots Coalition, a cooperative of independent Missouri groups whose aim is to restore constitutional government. Visit us at MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org, check out our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter. You can contact us anytime at info@MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org. God bless and keep you till next time we meet.